Well, good morning. It's great to be back here at Cedarville. Dawn and I love to come back here and see the college students. I'm talking today about choices. Boy, there's so many choices that we all make. The choices that we make today will determine who we're going to be tomorrow. The choices that we've made in the past, are making in the present, will determine future outcomes. Now, before I get going with this, I need to do a little housekeeping. I'm not a professional speaker. I know there's a clock right here, but I'm going to probably lose track of time. So I need somebody that has a watch or a phone that can let me know when it's 10:35. Anybody, 10:35. This means a lot to me. I saw your hand. It's worth $100. 10:35. You got to be able to yell out that it's 10:35 if I don't get to the third part of my speech, okay? Okay, now nobody else listen to this part because I'm going to tell her what's going on. Okay, I'm going to talk about some choices that Dawn and I made, okay? And then I'm going to go, nobody listen. Think about the pink elephant. Pink elephant. Talk about choices that Dawn and I've made. And then I'm going to go into a chapel-wide illustration, okay? And then I'm going to go, when you hear that Dr. White's homecoming chapel speech about the state of the university, I need to be at 10:35 at that point. Okay. If I'm not, just say, 10:35, you have my permission. Okay. Interrupt me, okay? You got it?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Okay, here we go. Choices. Hey, she chose to sit right there and raise her hand. Past choices, current choices determine future outcomes. She just got $100. So let me start going here. Do I have the slides? Can I get the slides up? Here we go. For Dawn and I, choices started this summer, 35 years ago. We're going to be married. Our choices started right here at Cedarville. That's where we met. And when we met here, we talked about different items that were going to go on in our marriage. But one thing that we found was similar with both of us is that we love children. Young children, older children, bigger children. How about young adult children like Cedarville young adults? That was Dawn and I. We started with our family. We had three boys. But we knew that we weren't done yet. So we have three boys. We wanted a little girl. Listen, we figured out the three boys, but we hadn't figured out the little girl thing. But God had figured it out. And it was through some friendships here at Cedarville, Jeff Brock, Dave Ormsby, Vinnie Jackery, that through them, they led us to the thought of international adoption. We hadn't given that any thought before, but God used people here at Cedarville to lead us to choices that we are able to make, and we chose international adoption. And in 1999, we flew to Moscow, Russia. And in Moscow, Russia, we took two cars because I took my whole family with me. The three boys and Dawn and I, we all went. Took two cars to get us, and we drove to orphanage number 13, and there we met our daughter, Polina Oshakova. We gave her the name Andriana Laura May. And what an exciting thing to have a full family now with all four of our children. Time flies. You'll find out. My kids are grown. My oldest, Jonathan, married Rebecca. They have a little boy, Samuel. They're involved with foster care in the state of Ohio. My middle boy, Jordan, is married to Jessica. They have two boys, one adopted, and three foster children that they're looking to adopt one day. My youngest son, Jesse, at 6'5", married his wife, Alex, at 5'2". Cute couple. And they have three children, and they're involved with international sponsorship. It's just such a joy to see some thoughts that Dawn and I and choices that we had made early on start carrying over to the next generation. There's Andra here at Cedarville. We're excited to see what God has in store for her. There's the Polsdorfer family. So that was maybe a year ago. But our dreams, Dawn and I's dreams, were very large. It wasn't just about our children. It was how we could impact the lives of many other children. And there were a lot of choices along the way to allow us to become involved with different groups, whether it was children before they're born, young children through international sponsorships, or older children, young adults, the Cedarville College Student Group. We love being a part of Cedarville University. And this is the next generation that's going to take over for us. And we're excited about that. But we had a dream. And this dream started actually back when we were at Cedarville. And it's hard to believe, but we wanted to have an orphanage. Orphanages aren't the thing in the United States. But they are elsewhere in the world. But we didn't know exactly how this was going to happen. We had prepared. We had made choices. We had planned. But it hadn't quite come together yet until December of 2016. We were at a Bible study, and one of our very good friends got up and started talking about a trip she had made to Cambodia, where they had different children homes, and the homes had 20 to 25 children in them that were rescued. And these homes then were multiple homes in each group, and they had school systems built there for them. And Dawn and I looked at each other, and we knew, hey, we need to follow up on this. 3 days after our Bible study, I had gotten a hold of the president of this organization, John McCullum, and we had dinner. And we talked to John about our dreams and what we were looking for. And John talked to us about Asia's Hope and what their dreams were, a group that has 800 young people that they've rescued, children, out of conditions that, before I heard of some things from him, I would have never imagined they could survive in environments like that. They're in three countries, India, Thailand, and Cambodia. And as we're talking to John, we're really feeling good. We're saying, hey, we're looking at each other. Dawn and I are not even saying anything. We're reading each other. We're saying, this is it. This is the choices that we have made up to this point. They are determining what's going to happen in our future. And we're there. And John's talking, and we're saying, hey, what's the next step here for us? Where do we go? And he said, listen, right now we're looking at building a new home in Battambang, Cambodia. Home number 13. Unbelievable. 3 days later, I meet with John, we talk, and the construction process starts. 6 months after that, Dawn, Andrew, and I are on a plane, and we go to Battambang, Cambodia. We didn't go there to see this house. We went there to see our extended family. 21 children, mom and dad, and two helpers. They had only come together a couple months before we got there. These are all rescued children from terrible environment that were functioning together as a family by the time we got there. The little ones would scurry off and the older ones would get them and bring them back. Absolutely exciting, phenomenal. Mom and dad, Savi and Dara, they've devoted their lives to these 21 children. They brought two of their own, plus 19 rescued children. There's 21 children in that house. Absolutely blows Dawn and I away that God would allow us to be involved with something like that. Look at these children. Sung Yang, she always had a smile and hugs for us. They are just beautiful children that are a part of our extended family over there in Cambodia. So we spend our time there. We spend maybe a week with them. And there we are, all the children, they're giving us hugs. It's probably close to time to leave. But with technology today, with Facebook, we can stay in contact with them. That's exciting. Choices. Choices that we've made in the past determine future outcomes. So let's have a little fun. Here we go. Everyone is involved with this illustration. Everyone's involved because you made the choice to be here. You did make the choice to be here. You have chapel passes. You could have taken a chapel pass and studied, but you're here. So you're all involved. So let's, now we're going to have fun with this. So here's a very important decision. And we're going to see this choice that you've made because we're going to start eliminating some folks depending upon choices. This is important. I need to know by show of hands, very important, who picked iPhone versus Android or some other device? iPhones. Okay, iPhone people. You are still in because you made the iPhone choice. Okay. Here we go, iPhone people. If you keep those hands up, believe me, you're going to want to have them up. I have to stand up here. You can at least keep your hand up. Okay, iPhone folks, if you have an Apple Watch, put your hand down. In my hand, I have two Series 4 Apple Watches. Now remember, right? The choices that we make in the past, have made in the present, determine future outcomes. Are your hands still up? Now, since I'm on the first floor, unfortunately, everybody that's not on the first floor, put your hands down. I only have so much time, and I got to stay on the first floor. Now, here we go. Here we go. If you are a student, Rick, if you are a student, stand up. That has the iPhone, no Apple Watch. Okay, so this is what we're down to. I'm a business major. My wife's a Bible major. So if you're a business major or a Bible major, you may remain standing. All right, look at this. Okay, fantastic. The choices that you made in the past and the present determine future outcomes, right? What, do you think I'm giving these away? I'm just holding them. I don't have good eyesight. Which one of these looks black? Is that black right
that
there?
One's definitely
okay, that one's, yeah, that one's black. Okay. What major are you? Business management? You were sitting in the front, right there. There's one. Who do I have right here? What major?
I'm finance and accounting.
Finance and accounting. There you go, Apple Watch. Everyone sit down. The choices that we've made in the past are making in the present determine future outcomes. Let me give you a little sample of business decisions. I'm 30 years old at this point, not now, but back at this time. See, not everybody was laughing. I'm pulling it off. When I was 30 years old, my business partner and I happened to work for his father, his father's company. It's a $60 million a year company. My business partner, Matt Romanoff, came to me. And he said, I went and talked to my dad. And I told him I loved him, but I'm leaving the family business. I want to do it on my own. Wow, that's guts. Leaving a family business, $60 million, and want to do it on your own. Matt came to me. Remember, I'm 30. I have a young family. He said, told me the story. And he said, I want to build it with you. We both left the family business In 1992, we bought a company that had 10 employees and was doing $1 million in sales. Last year, we did $157 million in sales and had 700 employees. It didn't happen overnight. There were a lot of choices along the way. And I'll tell you, maybe we made some good ones and we made some bad ones. A lot of lessons. Because of the choices we made, there are various outcomes. It got difficult, 2008, 9, 10. The economy went south. Construction was hit really hard. And we were hit hard. We had companies that were doing well, and we had companies that weren't doing well. I'm an owner. Banknotes were signed on personally. So when we're struggling, and I've got more money going out the door than it's coming in, it got really tough. I had a son here at Cedarville. I had those bills. And it got so tough that I'm laying in bed one night, and I have to talk to Dawn. And I said, listen, it's bad. I don't know if we're going to make it. I don't know if we're going to lose the house. And I started crying. I said, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to pay for my daughter's wedding. It was bad. And my wife looked at me, and she said, it's going to be okay. She said, we're going to make it. She said, if we lose it all, I'm with you. That's the wife I've got. She stuck with me. She chose to stick with me. Although I had made some bad business decisions, she chose to stick with me. We didn't give up. We didn't give up personally, and we didn't give up with our business. We figured out how to get better. Listen, when it gets hot in the kitchen, you stay in the kitchen. Winners stay in. That's when you're growing. That's what I believe. I don't think you grow as much when things are smooth. I think you're growing when times are tough. When those circumstances come at you, it's not those circumstances that are determining who we're going to be. It's our choices and how we're responding to those circumstances that are going to determine what we're going to be. Business-wise, we came back stronger than ever and started growing like crazy. And I said, we're at $157 million. We have a super strong company. And in fact, last year, we sold it back to all of our employees. They were with us the whole time. We are an employee-owned company, and I'm so grateful that we were able to do that. Now, the fall. This past fall, Dr. White gave a State of the Union, State of the University address. I was sitting right down here, and I got to listen to it. And he said the university was strong. In fact, he went as far to say it wasn't just strong, it was stinger strong. And everybody was excited about that. And he went through different bullet points. Financially, the Cedarville was strong. Lowered internal debt, external debt. Financially, the university is strong. The grounds, the facilities, they're strong, very strong. The professors, the staff, very strong. The different programs that are offered here, very strong. The spirituality of the students, the university, weak. I'm sitting right here. He's talking to me too. I'm an alumni, said weak. I got to stand up here and say, I'm not where I should be. I was sitting right there. I was weak. I still have room for improvement. And with a group this size, I don't think I'm in the boat alone. I think others are probably weak as well. But we have to look at ourselves. What are we doing? What choices are we making? to put us in a spot to where we are weak. My mind went a little further. There's a real big choice that all of us have to make. And that's, what are we doing with Jesus? John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life." Remember, I'm a business major, only Bible minor, but I'm gonna break this down. So Dr. White and all the professors, hold on. Here we go. I'm very simple. For God so loved the world, that's everyone, that he gave his only begotten Son. Sounds like a gift to me. That whosoever believeth in him. Wow, that sounds like a choice. We have a choice there. Should not perish, but have everlasting life. Sounds like a future outcome. The choices we make today determine who we're going to be tomorrow. The choices that we've made in the past, are making in the present, determine future outcomes. Let's go back to the iWatch, Apple Watch illustration. I gave out 2 iWatches. They were a gift. The 2 individuals received them. They had a choice. They could have said no. No, thank you. They had a choice. They chose to receive them. It's a free gift to them.
10:35.
Thank you. They chose to receive them, the free gift. The gift wasn't free. It was only free to the recipient. Believe it or not, when I was at that Apple store, they said I couldn't leave until the price was paid. There was a price that had to be paid for those Apple watches. Back to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's a free gift to the recipients. Gift isn't free. There's a huge price to be paid. There was the debt of all of our sin that needed to be paid. And Jesus paid that by dying on the cross for us. And he paid that debt, and he conquered death, and he rose again so that we should be able to live together with him forever in eternity. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son the gift, that whosoever believeth in him, the choice that we all must make, should not perish but have everlasting life. My favorite verse is found in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. In this chapter, Joshua's old, and he gathers the people together, and he gives them a history. He tells them the history of the Israel nation from inception, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, from going down into Egypt, coming back up out of Egypt, conquering and taking over the promised land, the land that God had given to the nation of Israel. And he said, listen, when your forefathers were in Egypt, there were foreign gods there. Who were they worshiping? He said, when you went into the promised land, you conquered various kings. They had various gods. They're out there. Who are you worshiping? And in chapter 24, verse 15, Joshua says, choose you this day who ye will serve. These other gods? Joshua said, but for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose today to do what others won't, to do tomorrow what others can't. There's a lot of choices that we're going to have to make along the way. There's not a lot of difference really between you and Dawn and I. You're looking forward and making choices for your future. Don and I are doing the same thing. We're looking forward and making choices for our future. We just can see a little farther in our rearview mirror than you can. That's all, but we still are looking forward. That verse, choose you this day whom ye will serve. And Joshua says, but for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choices. It all comes down to choices. What choices are we making? Are we going to stay where Dr. White says we were as a university, as weak? Are we going to make choices that put us on a different trajectory? Choices. That's it for me. I'm done. Thank you. I'm glad I was here. Enjoy the rest of your day.